Decide to do this? Why did you decide to do this?
Well, I started this business as a stay-at-home mom,
okay.
And I was losing my marbles, so I needed to do something to keep me busy and out of trouble. I've always been a collector of authentic designer handbags since I was probably, I don't know, 13, 14 years old.
Did you grow up here in Orange County?
I did, yes.
Okay, all right.
Born and raised in Orange County.
Okay.
And, yeah, I've been a collector for a while, and...
what does that mean, to collect it? I used to collect, baseball cards, whatever, or other sorts of things like that. I don't think of fashion goods as collectible items, but they are.
Yeah, they are. And it's similar to your collection with baseball cards, but, we have the same fascination with our handbags.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of us in the community, and, especially on TikTok right now, there's a lot of other resellers doing what I do, and it's becoming just a very...
Who knew? I should have asked my daughter. My daughter's 30. She has a couple of kids. She's not a stay-at-home mom. She works. We watch them on the weekends, so a couple of days during the week she takes off, and that's when she's at home. And she watches TikTok like crazy.
Yeah.
And shoots TikToks of my cute little grandkids and does all this other stuff and dreams of being a TikTok influencer. I'm going to quit my job someday, Dad. Did it start off being that, and this was a way to get on TikTok, or was it a business first, and TikTok's a way to reach an audience and sell the bags?
I actually never planned on working for TikTok or on TikTok. I never saw this as like an influencer opportunity.
Right. I'm going to be famous, and this is my opportunity to be famous.
Yeah, that was not the intent when I started this business. I started it at home. I was doing live shows on Instagram. We got banned after, three times already. Every Instagram I've ever created for OC Luxury Bags has been banned.
Why? What? Are you doing something that wild or crazy?
Come back for the night shows. But no. So we have a lot of competition out there, and there's a lot of people out there that will, report your page just to get you shut down. I know that sounds silly, but it happens.
And why do they report you? Because you're making money off of it or something? It's not. I don't know what the politics are. What?
Yeah.
So is it the content? Are you being too wild and crazy?
No,
or is it the commercial aspect of it that you're making money off of?
No. It's just simply photos of handbags. Like handbags, us wearing them, us selling them. That's all it is. It's nothing crazy. It's just us, with our handbags.
I'm not even going to imagine what could be crazy here with handbags. So you bring these handbags on, but I'm still trying to understand, why would TikTok ban you? Is that against some policy in there?
Here's what happened. So we were going live on Instagram for a little while.
Okay.
And our pages kept getting deleted. So when first time when this happened, I got an email the next day from TikTok saying, hey, we found you. We want you to sell on our platform.
Okay. They reached out to you.
They reached out to us. And so I reached back out, and I said, as long as you guys are, willing to do business, we can do this. We started hosting our live shows on TikTok. So
they recruited you because they saw what you were doing. They liked it. And then why would they shut it down? Why would they make a problem? Or was just Instagram shut it down?
So Instagram shut us down.
I got it.
Three times. So just up until recently, we got our last page deleted.
But TikTok says, love it, bring it here, can't get enough of it.
Correct. Until they shut us down last week.
Why did they shut you down for?
Because they're rearranging their entire program right now for us resellers on TikTok. difficult to sell because of the replicas that people are also trying to sell out there.
Oh, now you hit the nail on the head, because I read them all the time. I obviously don't collect handbags, sorry. And I really don't understand enough about this world. I know they can be very pricey, very expensive, and very exclusive. But I also know they're making them overseas, particularly in the Orient, and they're knocking this stuff off.
Yeah.
And people go there and literally bring something that looks exactly like this high-priced Gucci bag or something or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. It's a rip-off. It's a knockoff.
Yeah, and that's what social media, they don't want us to sell anything like that, you know.
So how do they verify if you're real? How do they know if your stuff's real?
So because we only sell on TikTok right now, in order for us to sell on their platform, we have to provide certificates of authenticity before our products are listed in our store.
Oh, where you got this stuff?
Yes. So we use two sources. We use Entropy and Real Authentication to certify. And then once they're up, you know, we give them for free.
And then will this ever be a real retail store where people can go in and touch and look at this stuff? Or is it always just going to be online marketplace?
Those exist right now in our community. Sell stores that they're doing exactly what I do, but they're not live on any platform. They're just selling in our boutiques.
Mm-hmm.
I work out of an office near Irvine.
And what does the live add to it? Is it excitement? Is it frenzy? Is it
I forgot we're live here.
Yeah, is it sexual? I don't know.
Oh, man. You know, I try. Okay, so.
Is it you and you're cute or something? I don't know.
What they see in me. I'm just a ball of sunshine, I guess.
Apparently a little wild here, as we started to indicate.
Okay. I had to tone it down a little bit. It really just became for fun. You know, I do get ready with me, package with me, ship with me.
You tell your life story and what's going on in your life, and I'm miserable, I'm happy, I'm excited.
People love my sick humor. They love it. And we talk about, you know, whether when we're getting ready with me, doing our makeup, we'll be like, hey, I have questions from the girls. Like, is this mascara gag proof? And I'm like, I'll get back to you. I'll let you know. So it gets a little wild, and I love that because it's just, you know, we kind of create our own little psychotic community.
And are you a single mom or a married mom or what?
I am a recently single mom.
Recently single mom. Okay, so are there guys tuning in saying, she's hot and I love this thing or something here?
I think they're intimidated by me. they don't really do that.
Okay, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to see if this is an influencer brand built around you. And you've got fanatical followers. People say, hey, she's just like me. She speaks. She talks to me. She's living my life. All this stuff. Or is it fans or, you know, fantasy?
I think it's mostly that of we become friends. Like, this girl is real. You know, she's also 100% authentic, guaranteed. And people like that I am just honest.
That's the key to all social media, I'm told, is that you've got to be real. Whatever you are, it can't be fake or phony or forced. It's got to feel like this is really you. And I'm telling people, we had an influencer here years ago when this trend started, and she had some huge, about your age, she had some huge YouTube channel. I think she was at exercise. And she talked about, I said, why do people follow you? She said, one, I do it every day, and two, I open up my life. I'm very vulnerable. I'm scared today. I'm excited today. I'm happy today. I'm worried today. Whatever it is. And they really bond with it. I hear that's the same thing with Taylor Swift. I don't listen to Taylor Swift's music, but... But I'm just saying that there's a feeling of, I'm told that she connects directly to her audience, that same feeling. So people must feel like they really know you.
Right.
They look forward to tuning into this show here.
That's what they say, yes.
Okay. And how often do you do this?
I commit no less than 20 hours a week on my live shows, so I do almost every day 3 hours a day.
Every day, you go on TikTok for 3 hours and do what? You bring... Because you have a consignment of bags or you have an inventory of bags that you found or purchased or sourced or whatever, and these bags are what? They're hard to find, they're specials, they're unique, there's something about them, and you are the arbiter of what's cool. You're telling people, look what I found.
Yeah, absolutely. And because you will be a better person by purchasing the bags with me, you'll be a happier mother, you will be just more pleasant to be around.
Absolutely. Your whole life will improve.
Absolutely. Right? And so, and our prices are the best. I mean, there are people that do what we do, but we try to get our prices to be right underneath theirs just so we can get people to come back.
Prices and personality and maybe some opinions. Maybe you've got, this is really cool. I've seen this one before, but you've never seen this one. Look what I found.
Oh, yeah, and there are collector's items out there that are really rare pieces to find, so then they become investment pieces. So for those collectors out there who know what they're looking at, they know that, okay, if I spend $1,200 here, then this is going to be worth, you know,
kind of markup and margin and market for, I found this a million, I found something that nobody else has, and I can resell it myself then for a price. Or I can hold it and say, I got it. It's part of my collection.
Absolutely.
That's what I got.
Yeah, even men will say, I'll buy this bag for my wife because it's going to be worth, you know, $5,000-$10,000 more, maybe 5-10 years from now. So they, even they get it.
My daughter, because this, I'm sure. My wife wants to get this. I'm trying to get this here. All right, so where do we go to get any of these shows? We go on TikTok and we look up what?
OC Luxury Bags.
Okay. And literally every day or just about every day?
Just about every day. I take the weekends off for fun.
And there's a live show. And you come on and do what? For 3 hours? Is it just, is it sort of like QVC or home shopping? You're going to showcase the different bags. And then in between, you're what? Are you dressed crazy or are you drink tequila or something? I don't know. What happens?
I wish I could do that.
Do you do stuff? Do I feel like I'm sitting in your living room?
Yeah. Just hanging out with you? Like, you know, okay, this bag is going to become available. You know, here's the price on it. This is the description, the condition. It's going to be in our TikTok shop. You guys grab it now. Take your husband's credit cards and do
whatever you need to do.
And then happily accept your husband's credit cards. So people are, like, on it because they also know that our bags sell out really quickly because we are only consignment, so I don't source anything anymore. And so when I get one bag in, I may or may not get that in again.
Yeah.
You know, so they have
to get urgency.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I would think that's the live aspect of it. People get caught up in this. I got to get this now.
Yeah.
It's going.
And they're hooked. You know, we're like the mafia. Once you're in your life, you know, so we're like,
okay, very similar to the mafia here. All right, that was your model here. It was your business
model. The mommy mafia.
The mommy mafia. All right, Monique, Claudia, I can't wait to check one of these things out. When's the next one? Every day, I guess. Is there a set time?
Right now, because I'm actually in the process of moving offices, so we are just expanding to a bigger space. So we don't have a live schedule this month. But next month we will, and then we'll also have our private.
And how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for almost 3 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
And is it your full-time gig? Is this a real business?
This
is what you do.
This is what I do.
And where does it go from here? Do you open up more channels? Do you open up real stores? Do you have pop-up events? Do you go to Coachella and show up and stream live from there or wherever?
I really hope.
Fashionistas hang out here.
You know what I would love to do with this is I would love to travel to different places around the world and do live shows for certain celebrities and their closets.
Oh, there you go.
That would be like my end goal.
There you go.
That's just, you know.
Imagine you could go to some celebrity. Whose closet would you want to go check out here?
Oh, my gosh. Like to sell their handbags?
That's an interesting idea. So, for example, I used to be in the entertainment PR business 100 million years ago, way back before you were born. So, you know, Joan Collins I represented, and other people like that who were big, you know, influences their day. They're on Dynasty or hit TV shows and stuff. And they periodically blew through all their stuff because they had to be current. I can't have this. So what do I do with this stuff? Now, there was no way. There were certain resale stores that they quietly go to in Beverly Hills and unload some of this stuff. But now you're saying you could go into, I don't know, pick some young influencer. Who's hot today? Who do we want to?
I mean, with the best closet right now, that'd be Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner. Okay, so I'm going to get to Kylie Jenner, and she's got, I got so much stuff, and people probably give her stuff because they want it to be seen holding this bag for 5 minutes, and so she's got tons of it.
Right.
What does she do with it? She comes to you. She partners with you.
Mm-hmm.
She comes on the show and says, look, I collected all this stuff. I was given this stuff. I can't use all this stuff here. Let's auction it off today. Maybe it goes to a charity. Maybe her portion goes to a charity or something.
Exactly.
You get rich and famous, but maybe she takes
her
money.
Okay. That's the goal.
I like it. All right. Well, it all starts here on OC Talk Radio. I'm amazed at the new business models that are popping up like this. Pop-up stores, pop-up sales, online events, influencers. Do you see yourself? We debated this. Are you an influencer yourself? Is the brand you? Is it, or is it the products and the way you're doing this? Is the business the star, or are you the star? Or maybe both?
I don't consider myself an influencer at all, as far as what those ones what they look like right now on social media. That's not me, but I definitely am a
well, there are influencers in all shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
Not everybody's perfect.
I don't want that responsibility.
Right, so that you're the guiding voice and people tune in to see where are you leading the tribe here. You're really the one that sources all this stuff and finds it. You're the gopher. You're the uncover. You're the discoverer.
Mm-hmm.
and therefore they can tune into you because you find this stuff that I've always wanted, and it's at a good price. Here it is, right now. Okay, pretty cool. All right, anything else you want to add to the story here? I think that's a pretty powerful story in and of itself. Monique Claudio, Claudio, OCLuxuryBags.com. Is there a website for that?
That is our website,
yes. Okay, OCLuxuryBags.com, and it's also a TikTok channel under that same name, OCLuxuryBags. And maybe not at this moment, but pretty soon, just about every day for 3 hours, I can tune in and turn on and get hooked.
Yes, and then we help your family, friends, and neighbors sell their designer handbags. So if you have someone who also has the same addiction as us, who needs to downsize their closet, especially here in Orange County, I do local pickup and drop-off, and I'd be more than happy to quote them on the spot.
See, how cool is that? Because I bet the same thing that we're talking about Kylie Jenner, lots of people have this stuff, and they're like, man, I need to either make more space for new stuff, or I really haven't used this in a while. Let's let somebody else put it to good use here.
Yeah, or they need the money, and I help a lot of other single moms sell their handbags because they need to support their children. You know, so
that's pretty serious. Yeah, right there.
Not a lot.
That maybe I need to feed the kids more than I do to feed my addiction to handbags or something.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, wow. I can't wait to see where this goes. It's I've got 27,000 questions, but it sounds like I should just tune in and watch, and all that and more will get answered here. Thank you for coming out. This is the kind of spotlight that we created this show for, because this is an amazing story of an amazing young woman doing something pretty incredible right here in my backyard. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Okay. And with that, let's go, and we'll... Remind everybody, tuning in each and every time. As we bring you the most incredible people doing the most amazing things right here at Arch Music, the community radio station, OC Talk Radio.